Lila Nishmas of Kleinemus Kamish Ben Avili Malach, Shabbos Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. B'me Isha Yotzu V'me Ina Yotzu. What can a woman go out with in Rishas HaRabim, and what can she not go out with? Lo Teitze Isha Lo B'chutei Tzemer, V'lo B'chutei Pishton, V'lo B'ritzuas Shabirosha. She cannot go out with threads of wool or flax or any types of strands that are braiding her hair. The Rav explains this was used to braid her hair. And the problem is that we're afraid that she's going to need to go to the mikvah and she's going to then untie it and then carry it in Rishas HaRabim. And for that very reason, because the halacha is that she should not go into the mikvah and immerse herself until she loosens them. Because these items would tie very tightly and it would be a chatzitza. V'lo b'toy tefes, and not with, it's like a head plate that would go from ear to ear. V'lo b'san butin, and then to this head plate they would tie like these ribbons, these strands that would hang from them. And the Rav explains that the wealthier women would put jewelry, like kesef and zav, on these strands. And the women that weren't so wealthy would have other different colored things. And we were afraid that she would take it off and show her friend and carry in Rishas HaRabim. Bizman shein and tfurin, as long as it's not tied to the svacha. The svacha, it's a headpiece, like a snood or a cotton thing that would just cover the hair. And then they would possibly tie these ribbons to that. So if that was done, then that's not a problem because they wouldn't take it off because then they would uncover their hair and they wouldn't want to do that in Rishas HaRabim. Mashenkin, if it's not tied, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, then there's a concern that they're going to show their friends these ribbons and they'll be carrying Dalet Amos b'Rishas HaRabim. V'loy b'kovel Rishas HaRabim. Now here the Mishnah specifies by the kovel dafka Rishas HaRabim. So this was a headpiece that was put on her forehead, put underneath like a head plate, so the head plate wouldn't hurt her forehead. And the kovel's only usher in Rishas HaRabim. But Chazal wanted the women to allow themselves to at least wear certain things on Shabbos in a chatzer, even if there was no Erev in the chatzer. Because they're wearing something in a chatzer, if one would carry in the chatzer, it would only be an Issur D'Rabban, and so they are more makel by the kovel. All the other cases, though, that we've already discussed, those are also Bein B'Rishas HaRabim, or even in a chatzer that has no Erev. V'lo b'ir shel zav, and not with the city of gold, which is talking about also a head plate that was on their head. It was a golden plate of the city of Yerushalayim that was worn on their forehead. V'lo b'katla, not with a choker, which is a garment that was put around their neck. It was usually made tighter in a time where the women wanted to look like they were heavier. And the Taisus Yontif explains that this choker wasn't that tight. The fear, by the way, is that she would take it off and show her friend. But the reason that he knows that it's not so tight is because if it was tight, it would be a problem of going to the mikvah, and it would be mentioned with the beginning of the Mishnah with the ritzuos and chutei pishtan. V'loi b'nezamim, not with nose rings. V'loi b'tabash ein alechosim, and not with a ring that didn't have a seal on it. A man would wear a ring with a seal, and a woman would wear a ring without a seal, and that's her jewelry. And if it doesn't have a seal, she still can't wear it, because we're afraid she's going to carry it. However, what would happen, the Rav says, if she would wear the one that did have a seal, that the Mishnah is going to say later, that's an issur d'oraisa, and she's chayiv. And the Rav explains that even though it's not the derech of a woman to go with a ring with a seal on it, he says sometimes they do, they will carry it, and it's a derech malbush, because a husband sometimes asks his wife to take something, and instead of holding it in her hand, she'll use the male ring on her finger, and since sometimes it's used and worn and carried that way, actually, so it's chayiv. And it's chayiv again because it's a masoi, it's not something that she is using to adorn herself, it's not a tachshit. V'lo b'machat she'en ha'nukuva, and not with a pin that doesn't have a hole. This is a pin that's used sometimes to comb her hair, and at the end of the pin there's a piece of jewelry, and she would stick the pin, I guess, in a headpiece, and at the end of the pin would be jewelry. So it's not carrying, it's still an adornment, it's a tachshit, but we're afraid she's going to take it and show her friend. V'myotzos eina chayev eschatas. All these cases, if she'd go out in Rishas HaRabim, she wouldn't be chayev eschatas. Because they're all tachshitin, and the rabbanon were gozer, that maybe she's going to take it off and show her friend, and then carry Dalet Amos.